Hi everyone, my name is Jamie Cameron and I'm going to give you a brief review of the IPOs on the London Stock Exchange during the week ending 30th October 2015. Right, so let's get started. Pretty quiet week in London. We've had just two main market IPOs. Ibstock PLC came to the main market on the 27th, a leading manufacturer of clay bricks and concrete products with operations in the United Kingdom and the United States. It was advised by Rothschilds, JP Morgan, UBS, Barclays and Numis and raised $308 million with a market cap on admission of $770 million. The IPO price was 190p and on the first day of dealings the shares were up 1.3%. Equiniti Group PLC came to market on the 30th of October. They are a leading provider of technology and solutions for complex and regulated administration and payments. They were advised by Rothschilds, Barclays, Goldman, Credit Suisse, and Liberum, and raised $315 million with a market cap on admission of $495 million. The IPO price was 165p, and on the first day of unconditional dealings, the shares were down 4.8%. Now, a quick look at the health of the IPO market in general. Now, in comparison to last year, we can see on AIM so far this year, there have been 21 intention to float announcements compared to 41 during the same period last year. Similarly, on the main market, ITFs are down 39 this year compared to 52 during the same period last year. In terms of IPOs on AIM so far, we've had 30 this year compared to 64 at the same period last year, a 53% drop. On the main market, not so bad, 43 compared to 54 at the same point last year, a 20% drop. Now, most importantly and most obviously in terms of funds raised, on AIM this year we've only had £498 million raised, which is way down on last year, where we've seen at this stage over £1.89 billion raised. That's a drop of just over 74%. Not so much of a pronounced decline on the main market, but significantly down nonetheless, where we've had £10.3 billion raised this year in comparison to £12.6 billion in 2014. And that's all, folks. All this information is collected by myself and is not official data, although I do try and reconcile the stats at the end of the month from the LSE website. I hope you all have a wonderful week and we'll speak again soon. My name's Jamie Cameron. Take care.